So I said, so, you know, we have the great zechus this week to read the double harshios of Tazria and Metzora. So, of course, as we know, as much as Parshas Tazria begins with the halachas of childbirth, so the bulk of the double parshios is really taken up with the halachos of the Metzora. First, in Parshas Tazria, the Torah teaches us about the different things that make a Metzora Tameh. How does a person, what is Saras, what does Saras look like? The Torah doesn't discuss, but the Gemara discusses under what circumstances does a person contract Saras. And then Parshas Metzora is dedicated to the purification process from Saras, the various sacrificial rites, the different processes that the Metzora must undergo. This is the two parashiyos. So we'll say, so the Me'ah Shiloach, Rav Mordechai Yitzchak, the Rebbe of Ishbitz, makes a fascinating observation. The Torah says, in the beginning of Parashas Tazria, Adam ki yihye be'ar bisaro, se'is o sapachas o baharas. The Torah says, if a person will have literally in the skin of his flesh, se'is, sapachas, all the different discolorations. So listen to what the Ishbitzer says. I'm going to read this to you. He says, Ba'ar ba'a shemos nikra ben Adam mikisi ha-kodesh. Man is known by in four different ways. When you look throughout Tanakh, so man is referred to in four different ways. Ish, Gever, Enosh, Adam. All translate as man. So why different terms for man? So the Rebbe writes, Ulufi HaZohar, HaTohar Adam Hu HaChashuv B'mailam. So Zohar writes that out of all the descriptive terms for man, Adam is considered to be the highest level. Adam, right, that's the highest descriptive name for man. When man ultimately again is doing the Ratzon HaBorei, when man ultimately again is living up to his potential, which makes sense. The Ribono Shel Olam paradigmatic man is called Adam. It's called Adam, man in his perfect state. Adam Isha is called Adam. So the Rebbe says something very interesting. He says, Adam Atam Kurim, Adam, he goes on. So he quotes something, so there's an obvious kash. What's the obvious kash? Huh? We'll say, when the Torah introduces the parasha of Tzaras, what does it say? Adam ki yihye ba'ar bisara se'iso sapachas. So here the Torah is speaking about the Metzora. The Torah is speaking about the Metzora. So we'll say, again, remember, how does a person become Metzora? So the Rebbe quotes the Gemara from Maseches Arachin, that a person goes in and speaks Lashon Hara. Person speaks Lashon Hara, person is slandering another, speaking ill of another person, they can drop Lashon Hara. Yet amazingly enough, the way that the Torah refers to this individual who has contracted Lashon Hara, excuse me, who has contracted Saras, because he spoke Lashon Hara, uses the highest descriptive term for man, the term of Adam. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why would a person who has clearly fallen so far, why would a person who has clearly compromised his personal piety be referred to by the name Adam? And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, V'lachin b'parshas negoim, niska rak Hashem Adam, ha-Torah sharam ha-mailo. Therefore, in Parshas Negoim, the Torah uses the word Adam, which is the description of holy man, of great man, ki lefi chazal, negoim bon alav al-lashon hara. So it was an interesting approach. He says, we know, well, we just said before, that a person contracts saras because of lashon hara. V'hamida ha-meguna hazos, shchicha yoser, Biyoser Eitzel Gidolim Rame Maila. So the Ishbitzer says something amazing, that sometimes the speaking of Lashon Hara is more often found by more accomplished, greater people. What does that mean, Osei? That again, Lashon Hara unfortunately is a looking down on the other. When a person doesn't have much or a person hasn't accomplished much, so it's really hard to look down on the other. Why? Because you spend most of your life looking up. When a person is an Adam, when a person has accomplished, a person has a lot, is a lot, has done a lot, so sometimes we fall into the trap of looking down at the other. So the Ishbitzer says, the Torah is telling me, who is most prone to the sin of Lashon Hara? Who is it that's most prone? It's not the Enosh, it's not the Ish, it's not the Gever, it's the Adam. It's the person who has fully self-actualized. It's the person who's been successful in whatever arena in life. It's the person who is an Adam that sometimes is the person who finds it easiest to look down upon the other. So Ribono Shel Olam is essentially telling us, do not allow your successes to go to your head. Do not allow your accomplishments to go to your head. As great as you may be, and as accomplished as you may be, and as much of an Adam as you may be, always be vigilant with how you look at the other. Beautiful insight by the Ishbitzer. Also, I think we can take the Ishbitzer's idea in a little bit of a different direction. That perhaps what the Ribono Shel Olam is giving us is a magnificent, magnificent insight. We'll say, you know, the Metzora, if you think about this, the Metzora has really hit the bottom of the barrel. We'll say, the ability to speak ill of another individual, we'll say, at the end of the day, why does a person speak negatively about another? Right? Right? It's at the root. Why do I speak Lashon Hara? We'll say, it's at the root of all. Why is a person cynical? Why is a person, we'll say, at the end of the day, all those things come about because I don't feel good about myself. If I felt good about myself, people who are well-adjusted, happy individuals do not feel the need to slander or malign another. People who are happy or well-adjusted do not feel the need to be cynical or to be sarcastic. All of those things are a mask for a person who is not happy with himself. So remember, what happens to the Metzora? The Metzora, will say, ultimately, at the end of the day, is creating friction within Klal Yisrael. What do we do to you if you create friction within Klal Yisrael? What do to you? We kick you out. We kick you out. Klal Yisrael is a big tent, but not for those who sow the seeds of discontent. Not for those who sow the seeds of machlokas. The tent doesn't have room for you. You have to go somewhere else. You have to be somewhere else. You can't be the Kohen. Mostly if you think about this, I was thinking about this week, think about it from the Metzora's perspective. You're separated from your family. You're separated from your community. And I will say, you know, becoming a Metzora is a very, very, very public thing, right? You call into the office that day, I can't make it in. Oh, you're not feeling well. Kind of. How long are you going to be out for? A minimum of 7 days, right? And you come back with your new haircut, right? Mamish. It's a very, very public thing, I will say, meaning a person has mamish debased himself, has divested himself of all of his personal holiness. You've hit spiritual rock bottom when you become a Metzora. Yet amazingly enough, how does the Ribono Shel Olam refer to me when I become Metzora? Well, so how does he refer to me? One word, Adam. As if the Ribono Shel Olam says, don't worry, you'll rebound. Don't worry, you'll get back up. Don't worry, I believe in you. You've made a critical error. You've made a critical flaw. You've made a horrific turn in life. Yes, for now, you have divested yourself of all of your personal kiddusha. But I promise you, in my eyes, you are still an Adam. In my eyes, you are still great. And as long as you believe in yourself, as long as you have confidence in yourself, you will regain your Adam status. As long as you believe in your own ability to rebuild, to rebound, then ultimately you will be able to re-achieve and reclaim your former glory. So we'll say two beautiful lessons that the Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us from one simple word. Lesson number one, that sometimes again our successes go to our head, and Chas Shalom, that leads us to look down or to look disparagingly upon the other. We must try hard to never allow our brachos to turn us on. Our brachos are the vehicles by which we help to uplift the other. Should never be the mechanism through which we look down on the other. Even if a person is an Adam, don't let that Adam kite go to your head and allow you to look down on the other. Unless I'm trouble say, no matter how badly we mess up in life, no matter how severe the wrong turn may be, no matter how much of a rock bottom mamish I have hit, no matter how much of my personal kiddusha I've divested myself, I'll always know that even if others look down on you, in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, you are always an Adam. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are always great. Because Ribono Shel Olam was the Bochen Levavos, know that no matter how badly I have fallen, no matter how badly I have failed, there's a reservoir of Kedusha that exists within my neshama. And as long as I'm willing to access it, as long as I'm willing to own it, as long as I'm willing to roll up my sleeves and do the hard work, I can reclaim that Adam status. I can rebuild that which I have lost. I can regain my spiritual footing. Sure.
Website's Friday.